Thanks for listening to this podcast from Christ Church of Orinoco. Our hope is that it would help you discover completeness in Jesus. Now for this week's teaching.
What is up, high school students? How's everybody doing tonight? Thank you all for coming out tonight. It's super awesome that we had so many people here, though we actually had to bring in extra chairs. I'm so glad there's so many people here tonight. And we're in a series right now called Trick or Treat, and we're going to be doing the one about social media. And we're learning about Trick or Treat as in like a Halloween theme, and we're trying to explain it like Trick or Treat as in like trick is a bad thing and then treat as a good thing. And so we're trying to like do a cool play on words. You can blame Drake and Peyton if you don't like it. So it's not my thing. Peyton says it's so cool. So tonight we are going to be talking about social media, and we are going to be watching a video from Drip and Ice. So cool. Are we good? Okay.
Hey, yo, it's your boy Drip.
Ice.
Tonight, we're going to be talking about a real topic. We talking about social media. Oh. We out here in the park. The Bible says, walk the wise and you'll become wise. That's why we're here. Hey, Ice, I got a question for you, dog.
Hey, what's up, Drip?
Yo, how many followers you got on social media?
Including my mom?
Including your mom.
One.
Uno!
No, dang. Only one. Drip, I have a question for you regarding social media.
What's up? What's up, boy?
What's your Twitter handle so people can follow you?
My is Andrea Holderman. Absolutely.
That's a great, good.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, as a matter of fact, we got people coming up tonight to talk to you about social media. So would you give it up as they make their way to the stage? Give it up for them!
love Ice. Ice is my best friend. If you're booing Ice, you got issues. If you're booing Drip, that is totally, totally okay. Hey, tonight's topic is social media. I'm talking about Instagram. I'm talking about Bookface, ChapSnap, and TalkTick. These are the things that we're discussing tonight. Social media. Social media. Hey, earlier you received a survey when you walked in, and girls who are passing those out, if you would go ahead back there and get the buckets and start passing them out like usher style at church. You're going to get a survey. This survey is not going to be the survey that you filled out. If it is, that's a 1 in 1 million chance pretty much, or like 1 in 200 chance. If you did not fill out a survey, please don't take one, because if you did not fill out one, then we will not have enough for people. It would just be really weird. So, social media. I have a Facebook. I had an Instagram account. It's been deleted. I tried to delete a Snapchat account. I couldn't figure out how to delete it. I have a Twitter account that I can't delete either. I made it when I was in high school. Its handle is OBall25. It stands for Owosso Baseball 25. And I just want you to check out my bio, full-fledged follower of Christ. That's all there is to it. Come on, somebody. I loved alliteration. I loved alliteration. And I forgot the apostrophe on that. But what can you do? I think I was a junior in high school when I stopped using that account. So, if it was me as a junior in high school, would you have been my friend in high school? What do you think? What? Come on, True Blood. We're best buddies, man. We're best buddies. I think that Twitter is maybe the best social media platform. Why? Because it's quick, it's witty, it's funny. One of my favorite social media Twitter accounts is from Wendy's, like the restaurant. You may know this, that Wendy's has a reputation on Twitter for dogging on other restaurants and just random citizens in our country. And I think it's pretty funny, actually, to picture a freckled-faced little girl dogging on other restaurants and random people. Hey, raise your hand if you don't have one and you needed one. Let's try to get those to the people. Cree, they need some right there. Perfect. So, we got Wendy's on Twitter. They're dogging people. Let me show you what I mean. Here's the first one. This girl, her name is Mika. She says, at Wendy's, can you find me the nearest McDonald's? And Wendy replies, ooh, that's cold. That's cold. Here's the next one. It's Wendy's tweets. The 4 for $4 meal. Can I get an amen? A tray full of mouth-filling glory. And then Burger King has the audacity to respond, what? I'm not done. Go back. Wait for my cue. 5 for $4 because 5 is better than $4. And then a lady named Brittany chimes in, at Wendy's, what are you firing back? And they say, edible food. And I'm like, ooh, that's dangerous. Ladies, I think you'll appreciate this one. Meg asks, who needs boys when you've got the Wendy's 4 for $4? Am I right, ladies? Wendy's replies, fries over guys. Can I get an amen? Amen. Come on. True Blood, did you say amen? All right. Okay. Hey, next one, the final one. Luis Sanchez said, he asked Wendy's, roast me. And Wendy's replies, get one of your 51 followers to roast you. That's cold. Man, that is cold. Hey, grab your survey. Grab the survey that you have in your hand. Look at question number one. The first question is, do you use some form of social media on a weekly basis? If the person whose survey you have responded yes, would you please stand up right now? On a weekly basis, you use social media. Okay, have a seat. The second question. Do you use some form of social media on a daily basis? If the person you have said yes, would you please stand up? Okay. Have a seat, but keep that survey close. Social media, it seems that we use it regularly. And I'm not here tonight to really talk about how to use social media. I'm here tonight because I'm going to critique social media. And I don't want you to think of me as like your dad, because I'm not a dad yet. So don't think of me as your grumpy old dad, like yelling at you about your chap snats and all that stuff. That's not my intention tonight. I think that social media can be a treat. I think there's good things about social media. I mean, we can share ideas, we can learn things, we can look up information, we can connect with people halfway across the world. And I think that you guys know a lot of the treats that social media can offer, but my fear is that a lot of you don't understand the tricks that social media is trying to pull on you. The first of which is to get your eyes off of heaven and onto your phone. If you don't hear anything else tonight, I want you to hear this. Your life is not found online. Your life is found in Christ. I want to start tonight by reading Colossians chapter 3. It says this, since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. I think that the biggest trick that social media plays on us is getting our eyes off of Christ and bringing them down to things that are temporal and fake. I want you to grab that survey real quick, the third question. It says, do you spend more time on social media than you do reading your Bible and praying? If they answered yes, would you please stand up? All right, have a seat. I think that when we look so much at social media, it tricks us. If our reality is in heaven, if our life is in Christ, we're not going to be tricked by him, because our God is a good God, and he doesn't want to trick us. He doesn't want to confuse us. But social media isn't that pure. It isn't that good. It isn't that loving. Now, social media is just a tool that can be manipulated to do whatever it's been created to do. And sometimes that social media tricks us. One of the tricks that it plays on us is the trick of comparison. I want to read you a story about some birds. Once upon a time, there was a crow that lived in the forest and was absolutely satisfied in life. But one day he saw a swan. Oh my, he thought, that swan is so beautiful and I'm so ugly. And I'm so ugly. That swan must be the happiest bird in the world. And the crow went to the swan and said, you're so beautiful.
You must be the happiest bird in the world. Actually, the swan replied, I was feeling like I was the happiest bird around until I saw the parrot, which has more beautiful colors than I do. I now think that the parrot is the happiest bird in all the world. Then the crow approached the parrot and said, wow, you are so beautiful. You must be the happiest bird in all the world. And then the parrot explained, well, I lived a very happy life until I saw the peacock. I only have two colors, but the peacock has multiple colors. And then the crow visited the peacock in the zoo and saw that hundreds of people had gathered to see him. After the people had left, the crow approached the peacock. Dear peacock, the crow said, you are so beautiful. Every day, thousands of people come to see you. When people see me, they immediately shoo me away. I think that you must be the happiest bird on the planet. And the peacock replied, I always thought that I was the most beautiful and the happiest bird on the planet. But because of my beauty, I'm trapped in this cage. I have examined the cage very carefully. And I have now come to realize that the crow is the most beautiful bird in the world. For the crow is not kept in a cage. And I think that social media can often function like an open cage. We scroll through our Instagram accounts or open up Snapchats, and thoughts pop into our mind as we begin to walk to this cage. Man, I wish I looked like her. I wish I was as cool as he was. Looks like they're having fun right now. I wish my life was like theirs. And pretty soon we're standing in that cage and the door shuts behind us. Theodore Roosevelt, one of our presidents, said, comparison is the thief of joy. And we cast our eyes down to social media. A lot of the times, one of the biggest tricks that social media can play on us is the trick of comparison. And it robs us of our joy. Grab your survey real quick. The next question. Have you ever experienced jealousy or felt like you're missing out when looking at someone else's social media? If they answered yes, would you please stand up? Go ahead and have a seat. Last year, a lady named Tracy posted an inquiry on Twitter. Would you go ahead and pull up her tweet? She said, I'm curious. If you're comfortable doing this, so post a picture of you that you shared on social media where you were actually having a really tough time in life, even though you look perfectly fine in the picture. Over 700 people replied to her tweet. It was like this. Beautiful wedding. I love the backdrop. I'm jealous of his beard. It looks like this couple is having a great day. And then this is what they said. I spent my wedding day vomiting due to pain from chronic illness and left early to go to bed. Now here's the next one. This guy looks like he's got it together. Cool, fun art in the background. Nice shirt. I like his style. And then he posts this. Wrote a suicide letter a couple of days prior. Still not sure why I didn't go through with it. Glad now that I didn't. And the next one. This lady looks like she's got it all together. Things are going well. Maybe she's on vacation. She's somewhere cool at least. And then she posts this. I've just been diagnosed with PTSD. Hey, social media can play tricks on us. For social media, it makes it look like everybody else's lives are just good. Like, when do they even have bad days? But it's not true. For this comparison game is a trick. It's a trick that many of us fall into believing. Because when we look at our lives and then we compare them to the lives of people's social media accounts, we don't even stand up. And we base their reality on these false notions of pictures and phrases that aren't even real. And we think, man, my life just is not as good as that. But I need to remind you tonight of this. Your life is not found online. Your life is found in Christ. He is your reality. Another trick that I think social media plays on us is this distancing of ourselves from the heart and soul of people. For sometimes I get frustrated with this half-true narrative that social media connects people. For sure, you get to talk to people from other cities or states or even countries. But you're really not connecting with all of them. A lot of what you're connecting to is their profile, and profiles are not people. No, profiles are not people. When we begin to treat people like we treat profiles, we begin to objectify people. And I think this is true because social media nearly eliminates all of our human senses from human interaction. Let me show you what I mean. Pull up the graphic of the five senses. We have sight, touch, taste, smell, and hearing. We've already talked about sight, how what you see might not actually be true. Touch. We were created to high five, to give handshakes, to hug, to was it dab daddy? What is it called? To, I want to dap. You know, we're created to do these sorts of things, and you can't do it on social media. But you can poke people, and that's just weird. All right, I'll say it. That's just weird. Taste. I don't know if you can taste anything on social media, but did you know that there are people who are trying to get married online? Like sometimes they've met somebody and they want to perform their ceremony online, but there's other people who've never met this actual person in real life. They've never seen them with their own eyes physically. And they're trying to get married online. And I don't want to weird you out, but one day when you grow up and you get married, you're going to want to taste the kiss of your spouse on your wedding day. Right, Andrea? I'm just kidding. Okay, so taste. I don't want your future to look like you sitting on a couch eating potato chips as you fill out a Google form to be married to your happily ever after. I don't want that for you. Smell. All I have to say about this is that people smell. And then hearing. Man, you are created to hear laughter. And you are created to hear people say, I love you. I love you. And social media nearly eliminates all of that from human interaction. And one of the things that I find most dangerous is that when it objectifies people, and then we begin to look at them as objects. And I'm going to start now talking about pornography. Did you know that current high school students like yourself are having less sex than previous high school students before you? This is a good thing. However, current high school students like yourself are looking at pornography way more frequently than previous high school students. Why? Well, I think, one, social media has made it much more readily available to you. But two, I think social media has fueled this objectification of people. For when we look at a profile, we don't know their hearts, we don't know their minds, we don't know their souls. And we begin to look at them as objects to be evaluated, to be enjoyed, and to be reviewed. Almost like a Yelp review. And this is dangerous. This rise in pornography is dangerous. This objectification of people is dangerous. For it leads to this. Did you know that the viewing of pornography is directly linked to the rise of human trafficking, to the rise of sex trafficking, to people being enslaved for sex? It's a simple business principle of supply and demand. For as the viewing of pornography increases, the demand for pornography increases as well. And people who know business know that when the demand rises, the supply must rise to meet it. And so there are broken people out there to meet this supply or to meet this demand. They go out and they catch people and they enslave people. And they force them into pornographic acts that you get to see on the internet, on Instagram, on YouTube, and Snapchat. And you might be sitting there thinking, no. No way. No way what I've seen. No way that that's someone who's caught in human trafficking. You have no idea. You have no idea. All you see is a picture, and in your mind it's an object. It's not even a person. You have no idea why they're in that situation. You have no idea what's going on the other side of the camera, how they even got there. You have no idea how that happened. You're only there for pleasure, for enjoyment, for a view of an object, when it's actually a real person with a real heart and a real soul who's being taken advantage of. Hey, grab your survey. The next question is, have you accidentally seen a sexually inappropriate picture on social media? If the person answered yes, would you stand up? Have a seat. And the last one. Have you intentionally looked for or continually looked at a sexually inappropriate picture on social media? If they answered yes, would you stand up? Go ahead and have a seat. Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is teaching on sexual sin. And he says this, if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Hey, this is my challenge to some of you tonight. Get rid of your social media. Gouge it out. Fellas, I talk to a lot of you and you say, I'm struggling with this thing about looking at girls and these pictures that are inappropriate. And then I see you scrolling on the same thing that you just told me weeks ago that was fueling your sin. Gouge it out. Jesus says, if it's leading to sin, if it's causing you to stumble, get rid of it. Girls, if it's happening to you as well, get rid of it. If it's causing any of you to compare yourself to other people, if it's causing any of you to compromise your values and your integrity, to post pictures of yourself that you know your parents would not approve of or that God would not approve of, gouge it out. Get rid of it. And some of you might be saying, I need to get my snap streaks or I just need the social media, it's my life. No, it's not. Your life is not found online. Your life is found in Christ. Online, social media is not your reality. It's the biggest trick that it's trying to play on you. To say, this is real. But no, it's not. Set your heart on things above. Set your mind on things above. For that's where Christ is. And where Christ is, your life is. And so if social media is trying to rob you of this life that Christ has given you, gouge it out. Get rid of it. Delete it. Be done with it. For you are created for such a better purpose. God is so good to you. He pulls no tricks on you. When he says Christ is your life, Christ is your life, and he is always good. He will not compare you to other people. He will not take advantage of you. He will not objectify you, for he knows you. He knows every single hair on your head. He knows your entire being. Nobody can know you like that. Only Jesus. Gouge it out. You're still thinking, I don't know. Gouge it out. Be done with it. Be done with the comparison. Be done with the objectification. Be done with social media. If it's pulling tricks on you, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Tonight, as Kalisa sings a song, I'm going to ask that you would respond in a way that's just honest and vulnerable. At the back of the room, there's two spools, and on those spools, there's three different colors of paper. One color is green. Hey, and if you've been struggling with comparing yourself to other people based on their social media profiles and having thoughts in your mind like, man, I'm not as good as them. I wish I was them. It's after I pray, I want you to grab one of those green cards and I want you to take it to your leader. And I want you to tell them, hey, I've been comparing myself in this way. Let them pray over you. Let them encourage you. There's a red card back there as well. It represents an addiction. Maybe an addiction to the pornographic availability to you on social media. Maybe an addiction to this need for likes and for comments. I don't know what it's for, but if you're struggling with an addiction that's been fueled by social media, I want you to get that red card and I want you to take it to your leader and confess, I've been doing this, I've been looking at this, I've been thinking this. Would you pray for me? And they'll pray for you. The last color is the color black. And it represents I'm done with social media. Maybe it means like I'm going to delete it off my phone for a week, but if it's causing you to sin, if it's causing you to stumble, gouge it out. Delete it entirely. Be done with it forever. You can grab the black card and bring it to your leader and say, will you keep me accountable? Because I need to do this with my social media. I need to be off it for a few weeks or I need to be done with it entirely. Those are the things I want you to do. Green. I've been comparing myself to other people. Red. I have an addiction fueled by social media. Black, Would you keep me accountable, for I want to be done with it. I want to be done with this trick. I'm going to pray. And as I pray, your leaders are going to spread to the sides of the room. And once I say amen, you'll be welcome to go back there and grab a green card, a red card, and a black card if you need to. Whatever you need to do, do it. Take it seriously. For your life is not found online. Your life is found in Christ. Let me pray for you guys. Father, I thank you for... I'm grateful today for Solomon's prayer. Father, when you asked Solomon, what do you mean to do for you? Solomon said wisdom. I'm asking that for myself, and I'm asking that for my friends here in this room. Give us wisdom, Lord, to know what to do. Father, I ask that you would help the students right now who are struggling with comparison, remind them who they are in Jesus. Struggling with addiction, break them free of that, Lord. And Father, if there's any students in here who are stumbling because of social media, move them to gouge it from their lives, to get rid of it. Give them the courage to do that. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thanks again for checking out this podcast. We hope this teaching helped you to discover completeness in Jesus and encourages you to help others do the same. For more resources or to learn about Christ Church in general, visit us online at cco.church.